Maar Philip zijn papieren gedesargenteerd, dit is. 05-03-2025, dictation is voor Miss Jeronima Martinez. Martinez spells M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z. Jeronima spells G-E-R-O-N-I-M-A. Date of birth is 06-21-1962. This is a 62-year-old female here with lower extremity pain. And the medication refill period. Next paragraph. Patient has a history of diabetes, is currently on metformin, is there for follow-up for this condition and medication refill period. She says since the last visit she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. Period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient reports lower extremity pain on the right, worse with weight bearings. The pain is located behind her knees and diffusely in her calf. Period. She denies trauma. Next paragraph. Patient reports tiredness. She said she sometimes feels like her energy is gone. Period. Next paragraph. She reports pain on the bilateral surface of her thoracic spine. She indicated at work she does a lot of lifting and overhead reaching. I noticed pain with these activities, period. She denies trauma, period. Next paragraph, she denies neck pain, stiff neck. She denies chills, myalgia, nausea, vomiting. She denies rash, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 status 98% of room air, blood pressure is 125/73, pulse 62, respiration 18, temperature 97.5. Next paragraph, trapezius muscles, tenderness of palpation bilaterally. There's some stiffness present. She has reduced range of motion of her bilateral shoulder, secondary to pain. Next paragraph, lower extremities, mildly edematous with tenderness of palpation in the region of the calf. She has a negative correction, a positive Hohmann sign, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen soft, non-tender, normal bowel sounds, no rebung, no guarding, no tenderness of palpation, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is knee pain. Number two is muscle strain, open parentheses. Lateral, bilateral trapezius muscles, close parentheses. Assessment number three, diabetes type 2. Number four, leg pain. Number five, tiredness. Next paragraph. Patient was offered labs today to assess her, the reason for her being tired. She said she cannot do labs today. She will come back next Saturday. Open parentheses. Patient has not had labs for a lengthy period of time. And usually this is the excuse she makes. She says she will come back to have it done and never does, period. Next paragraph. Ultrasound was done of a calf. A ultrasound was negative for a DVT, but a popliteal cyst was present, period. Next paragraph. Procedure. Intralesional steroids injection. Next line. Procedure was explained to patient. She says she understands. We talked about the complication and side effects of the procedure. She says she understands and give verbal consent for me to proceed, period. Site was prepped with betadine, over wiped with alcohol, then again wiped with alcohol before injecting 80 milligrams of solumedrol mixed with 5 milliliters of lidocaine. Medication was injected around the cyst. The next line, No complications from the procedure. Patient tolerate procedure well. Post-injection care was given to patient. She was given strict return precautions to come back to the clinic. If we were close, she was advised to go into the emergency room, period. Next paragraph. A chest x-ray was done because of patient's complaints of bilateral trapezius muscle pain region, which hurts with motion of her shoulder and deep breaths. Chest x-ray revealed no abnormality, period. Next paragraph. She was sent home with the following medication: Robaxin 500 mg. She will take 1 PO2HS for 30 days, number 30. Next medication, metformin 500 mg, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. It says she has none. End of dictation.